Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The murder of a 16-year-old Beaverton, Oregon girl has involved the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. On Friday night, an officer from the Oregon State Patrol was dispatched to investigate suspicious activity along Highway 6 east of Tillamook. The officer found the body of a 16-year-old Kayla Ann Hendrickson, and that sparked a search for a vehicle that was spotted near the scene by a witness. That vehicle, a full-size pickup truck, was later found in Humboldt County. Deputies also found the body of the suspect in Hendrick's murder, 24-year-old Jacob Allen Green of Newport, Oregon. An autopsy has determined that Hendrickson was shot to death, and Green was considered the only suspect in her murder. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched to Centerville Beach, Ferndale, Sunday after dispatch received a call that a dead body had been found. The deputy, along with medical personnel, arrived on scene about half a mile south of the parking lot. They found the body of an adult male. The coroner's office was then called in, and the investigation into the man's death is being handled by detectives and is considered suspicious. The victim is described as an adult white male, late 40, who was wearing sweatpants, a hooded sweatshirt, two scarves, and a wool cap. He was found near an Eddie Bauer Edition 2000 Ford Explorer, blue with tan trim, and with California license plates. Anyone with information about the man or his manner of death is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka Police Department conducted another minor decoy sting operation targeting local businesses that would sell alcohol to minors. Officers had decoys attempt to purchase alcohol from 19 businesses, including gas stations, liquor stores, grocery stores, and restaurants. The clerks at three of those businesses, the Chevron at 2806 Broadway, the Denny's on 5th Street, and the CVS Pharmacy on Myrtle, did sell to the decoys, and all were cited and faced fines and community service. At none of the other targeted businesses were the decoys able to purchase alcohol. The risk of sneaker waves will increase late this afternoon and continue through tomorrow morning. That's according to the National Weather Service, reporting high and moderate risk of sneaker waves expected again Friday and Sunday as long-period wave trains from distant storms move through the waters. More KINS News. It's after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpham has implemented an award that is given to citizens who commit acts of extraordinary kindness, unselfishly give of themselves to the community to help others, or who perform other good deeds that go above and beyond the normal courtesy society expects. Police Department employees have been directed to be vigilant in recognizing these acts to seek out those who perform them. The first recipient of the new Valor Service Award was Betty Chin, who was presented with her award at last week's Eureka City Council meeting. Harpham and EPD recognized Chin's dedication and selfless service to the neediest in our community. And the California National Guard members serving with the 579th Engineering Squadron will begin arriving home. They did last night after serving for nearly a year in Afghanistan with the 132nd Bridge Building Battalion. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.